Welcome to a sisterhood of women who strive to let him in. You are listening to episode 2, titled 40 Days of Growth. Guys, this is Kelsey Malay, and I am your host here on the Let Him In podcast, where my intent is to have these episodes full of thoughts, impressions, and ways for you to easily let God into your everyday. You will find a new episode uploaded for you here every day during this 40-day series. So today we are diving into why this podcast series is 40 days. I really wanted to jump into it about the significance that the number 40 has. I love to learn about symbolism and why things are the way they are, so bear with me as I nerd out for a second and fill you in on some cool facts about the number 40 and why I was led to have this podcast be 40 days. First, 40 signifies limitless, unlimited. 40 also generally symbolizes a period of testing, trial, or probation. In the scriptures, the number 40 is mentioned 146 times. A few examples that will most likely sound familiar to you. Moses lived 40 years in Egypt and 40 years in the desert before God selected him to lead his people out of slavery. Moses also spent 40 days on the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments. Then maybe the story we are most familiar with is when the Savior fasted for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness before he started his ministry and called his disciples. Did you know that during this time for the Savior was when he actually endured temptation from Satan? Satan actually sat and tried to tempt Christ, just as he tries to tempt all of us. Another example, Lent. Lent came from this 40-day trial period of Christ. Not only was he being tempted, but he was also voluntarily refraining from food. I assume that is to be close with God. I say that because as we fast today, that is obviously the purpose of why we do it, to show sacrifice in order to draw closer to our Heavenly Father. I am sure most of you guys know that Lent is 40 days, and it is meant to be a period of spiritual humility and growth starting 6 weeks before Easter. When I think of Lent, I typically first think of sacrifice. I've heard of people that will participate in Lent that give up something physical like a favorite food, a show, or a hobby, and then with that extra time, they spend it on spiritual study and prayer. What I don't typically think of is the growth aspect that really accompanies this whole Lent experience. Yes, there is sacrifice, but the sacrifice is really only there to create this opportunity to grow. That is what this podcast was created for, growth. We all always have room to grow, but growth is also always a choice. We are all human, and we have been given beautiful bodies. And our physical bodies grow as we age, whether we want them to or not. But our spiritual self, our soul, it does not grow without us intentionally feeding it, intentionally nourishing it and babying it. It needs us to make choice after choice after choice for growth. I love this quote by Abraham Maslow that says, "One can choose to go back toward safety or forward toward growth. Growth must be chosen again and again, and fear must be overcome again and again." Growth can be so scary and hard, and I think that's why so many of us are comfortable just staying where we're at. But God wants us to choose growth and to have a growth mindset. Simply believing that we have the ability to grow and change, as opposed to believing that you are stuck as you are, this is the starting point. We all have lots of different areas in our life where we can spend time growing. But the point of this 40-day series is to help you choose to grow your relationship with God. To make this choice most likely is going to require some type of sacrifice of time or energy. But I truly believe that if we choose to strengthen our relationship with our Heavenly Father, that it will come back tenfold and He will also draw near to us. So the next four episodes on this podcast, I'm going to be breaking down four different areas of our relationship with God and how we can strengthen each one of them. It is going to be so good. I'm so excited about it. So you're not going to want to miss it. So meet me back here tomorrow morning as we will dive into that first area that we can work on. Today, I wanted to leave you with a little reminder that I would encourage you to simply just ponder throughout today. Unlike physical growth, spiritual growth is a choice that requires effort, but also assistance from God. If you don't make the choice to grow, the choice essentially will be made for you, and you will be stagnant. So what choice are you going to make? I love you guys, and again, I'm so thankful to have you guys here, leaving you with hopefully a little more stillness, an open mind, and a desire to connect with God.